first 10 amendments are just good to know.
Freedoms that we have is exactly what they show.
You can get together with whoever you want to and talk about whatever you like. You can say it in a church, or you can say it outside, or maybe just think about it for life.
The First Amendment says that you can think or say whatever's on your mind.
There used to be a time before we had the police, and if you had a problem, you had to make your own peace. Owning a gun is what brought independence. That's why we've always fought so hard to defend this.
The Second Amendment guarantees your right to own a gun,
but not your right to pick a fight. An army is a necessary thing, we are told, but where soldiers stationed never be in our homes. An intolerable act was how it was first described. The Third Amendment sums it up in just a few lines.
No one can make you bring war into your home.
Things that you own and the places you keep them are nobody's business, and no one can seize them. Not even a policeman can stop for no reason, unless they're sure you've been out hurting innocent people.
The Fourth Amendment says no one has to put up with illegal search or seizure.
If you're ever accused of committing a crime and prove that you're innocent the very first time, you can't be brought back. Trial after trial after trial after trial after trial.
If a man says that you can't be tried for the same crime twice.
If you ever get accused, you have the right to defend, and you shouldn't have to wait until eternity's end to go to court, plead your case, and put it to rest.
The Sixth Amendment guarantees your right to this.
You have the right to a speedy trial, and one that's laws of the land you desecrate. King George's Stamp Act is why this right was put in. He'd put you in jail and for a trial you'd wait.
The Seventh Amendment says you have a right to a trial by jury.
Colonists remembered being punished too hard by the king and the army under his charge. They stated that a punishment should fit the crime, and won't be tolerated any other time.
The Eighth Amendment calls for reasonable fines and humane punishment.
The basic rights of people are things that exist, even if the Constitution makes no mention of it. Every person has value at the end of the day.
That's really all the Ninth Amendment's trying to say.
And the Tenth Amendment's the one that gives the states rights when the federal government should stay out of the fight. It's sometimes in question and up for debate, but it balances power in these United States.